Ashrita, tell me about you and Guinness Records. What's it all about?
Me and Guinness Records, we go way back. I guess to when I was a kid. I was always interested in the Guinness Book of Records, but I never thought I would get in because I was very unathletic, was not even interested in sports. Then I started meditating with Sri Chinmoy, and his philosophy is that we have to use every aspect of our being to try to get closer to God, including the body. And so I started doing sports, and I found that, you know, using the different meditation techniques, I could actually break these Guinness records. And, you know, as I broke more and more, it became more and more exciting for me because I found greater and greater challenges. And I found that, you know, really there are no limits. You know, if we can really go deep within ourselves, find that inner strength, calm our mind, feel our heart, then we can do anything. And so I've been, sort of the last 30, 35 years, I've just been exploring, you might say, the sort of the realm of possibility and trying to transcend that barrier, you know, that we all set for ourselves, usually in our mind. And these records that I do, like with the incense, that's something more just for the joy, for fun.
How many records have you done individually, then, as an individual without big teams?
Well, it's hard to sort of separate the numbers. I mean, I'm getting close to 500 records overall since I started in 1979. But I would say maybe we've done about 20 of these. So let's say I'm around 480 individually.
When you're working with a team versus working just with yourself, do you notice in other people how they join in and become part of that same kind of energy, or do you find all individual people adding special little bits to it? How does it work?
It's really fun working with the team because usually you're when you find these obstacles, and we had many obstacles making this incense stick. It's all basically yourself, and you might say, you know, God, and, you know, my spiritual teacher, you know. But you know, it's sort of you're self-reliant in a sense. But when you're working with a team, then you know you really expand your capacity because there's all these other people who have so much talent, and they can transcend themselves. So it's really a great adventure, and I'm almost an observer because many times I don't have that talent, you know, with let's say carpentry or welding or you know sort of even you know sort of being creative like artistically. So it's very exciting to kind of, you know, be with a group and then face those challenges and then see how, you know, my friends, you know, use their capacities to overcome the obstacles.
You do records all year long, but to do one on Sri Chinmoy's birthday is a very separate or unique kind of thing in itself, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I love doing a record on Sri Chinmoy's birthday because I and many, many, many of my friends feel very uplifted on that day. You know, for us, it's a special day. And, you know, we feel, you know, inside, you know, sort of heightened, you might say. And so it's a day that where we want to offer our gratitude to our meditation teacher. And so it's really, you know, it's more of an act of devotion. You know, when we're on that day and we're trying to do something, create something that will give joy to people. And it's more of an act of devotion, you know, to God and to our teacher. And, you know, it's definitely much more sort of soulful, you might say. It's much more spiritual, and it's something that stays with you for a long time.